Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I forgot to ask our producer, Travis. Travis, did you find that clip from Cheers? You guys remember the TV show Cheers back in the day? Travis came in. He said, there's one line from Cheers that I always remember, and it was with Norm and Cliff. You guys remember, hey, there, Normie. Hey, Normie, whenever they'd walk into the bar on the TV show Cheers way back in the day, for those of you who were around back in the 80s and the 90s, there's still some reruns playing, I think. But anyway, I had to laugh earlier because I was listening to this soundbite. Jesse Waters on Fox News, Jesse Waters primetime last night, he had Ohio Senator J.D. Vance on the program with him. And Jesse Waters asked him, hey, do you think the normies are going to come out? Is 2024 finally going to be when the normies, the normal people, take over the country once again?
I think it certainly is, Jesse. And you're seeing this in a number of ways. People are sick of the lawfare, the weaponization of their own government. They're sick, of course, of higher prices. They're sick of the border, the fentanyl flowing across the wide open southern border. So on issue after issue after issue, what you have is just normal people who think, like, you know, simply they should be able to send their kids to school without them being indoctrinated. They should live in a country with public safety. They should be able to go to the grocery store and not have to break their budget. Those issues are dominating this election. And it's so funny, Jesse, to see all of these people panicked about the fact that they cannot figure out how to distract from the fact that Joe Biden has been a failure.
All right. Yeah, that was a part of what Ohio Senator J.D. Vance had to say there. So, hey, Normie, get your butt off the bar stool, get registered to vote, get out there and vote, and let's take this country back from the crazies. It's time for the normies to stand up here in 2024. It's getting crazy out there. I don't know if you guys saw this crazy video. This woman was not, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to call her a woman or not. I guess she didn't tell us her pronouns. This woman was nominated to become a federal judge. I think she's already a judge, but they want her to move up the ranks. And this woman put a male serial rapist into a women's prison. Put a serial rapist into a women's prison. Anyway, Texas Senator Ted Cruz held her feet to the fire yesterday.
Did this individual have male genitalia?
Yes.
So you took a 6'2" serial rapist, serial child rapist, with male genitalia, and he said, you know, I'd like to be in a women's prison. And your answer was, that sounds great to me. Let me ask you something. The other women in that prison, do they have any rights?
Yeah, do they have a right to be safe? It raises a good question, though. What if a dude in prison in Montana wanted to do the same thing? Are there protections on the books?
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're going to have a special Memorial Day program for you coming up on Monday's Montana Talks. In the meantime, though, let's keep the phone lines open for you so we can cover the big news stories of the day. So you can cover the big stories of the day. What do you want to talk about? Give us a call, 406-294-0970. 0970, or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well. Get your body cameras. What do you guys think of this one? I'd be interested in hearing your take on this story. Montanans are encouraged to wear body cameras just like law enforcement may wear. Here's why. Have you guys seen these paid signature gatherers out in front of stores, out on street corners, and they're trying to get you to sign their little petition? And they've got nice, fluffy-sounding language that they're giving you to try to get you to sign their petition. I love what our friend David Noble said a few weeks ago. This is the advice he's giving to Montanans. Decline to sign. One of the things that these signature gatherers are trying to get on your ballot this November is this rank choice voting scheme, which is just rank. If you haven't heard us talk about it before, they want to confuse our elections with this rank choice voting. It's crazy. But the really crazy one, the radical left abortion lobby, we know what they want. They want no limits on abortion. They want abortion on demand all the way up until the birth date. But then we also know that they want to get this enshrined in our Montana Constitution. And so they have to gather enough signatures to get their ballot initiative on the ballot. But they're using very crafty, deceptive language to do so. Now, most Montanans, whether you would describe yourself as pro-choice or pro-life, whatever, there's a range of views on abortion, right? But I think most Montanans would agree that late term abortions, like they allow in, places like North Korea, that's sickening. That should not take place in America, in a state like Montana. But that's what this ballot initiative would allow: late term abortions and just some. But because they know that, even your average Democrat voter doesn't support abortion on demand up until the due date. The politicians may, but the average Democrat voter does not. They believe there should be some limits put in place. They don't support late-term abortions and some of this other, really nasty stuff. So they know that. So that's why they have to be very crafty. And they have to deceive you with their ballot language. And that's what they've done with this ballot language. So in order to get it on the ballot and get their abortion on demand constitutional initiative across the finish line, they first have to get enough signatures. So the Montana Family Foundation, they've got volunteers all across the state, and they're seeking more volunteers, and they're asking you to wear body cameras. Here's why.
One of the most important issues facing voters this cycle is CI 128, an amendment to embed abortion up to the moment of birth as a protected right in the Montana Constitution. Planned Parenthood has until June 21st to gather the 60,000 signatures necessary to get the amendment on the ballot, and money's flooding into the state from across the nation to make that happen. Pro-life forces have mobilized to hamper the signature gathering process. Video cameras are being used to catch signature gatherers who break the law, and the recorded violations are piling up. These signatures will then be thrown out when the petitions are finally counted. As an added bonus, pro-life volunteers keep reporting that signature gatherers simply pack up and walk away when someone announces they're videotaping. In several instances, signature gatherers have called police to report harassment, and in every single instance, without exception, are told that the pro-life videographer has the legal right to record the process, at which point the signature gatherers often pack up and leave. It's a great way to have an impact without a lot of drama.
Anyway, that was a very interesting legislative update. I know some of you hear the weekly legislative updates on the radio that Jeff Laslaffy with the Montana Family Foundation puts out. Very interesting one there, how volunteers wearing body cameras are capturing violations across the board from these shady paid signature gatherers. So that was very interesting there from Jeff Laslaffy. All right, let's go into the phone lines here. What do you want to talk about? 294-0970. Michelle in Billings first up. Michelle, thanks for the call.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. So just a quick question. Before you guys started talking about these signature gatherers some time back, I had been approached by them. I mean, this was a couple months ago outside of a store, and I visited with them for a while, and I thought it sounded like an okay. I mean, I guess I didn't understand completely. I thought I did, but evidently I didn't. I signed it. Is there anything at this point that once you sign it, is there a way to get your name off of it? Probably not, I'm guessing, but do you know the answer?
Oh, that's
to that?
A good question. So if you've signed one of these petitions, can you get your name removed? I'm sure one of our listeners has. I would assume you can't, but I don't know. That's a great question. Maybe somebody in the Secretary of State's office is listening right now, or I can send them a quick text and see if we can get an answer for you. Yeah, because I remember one of these guys approaching me, and they made it sound like, oh, we're just trying to get majority support. You have to get 51% in order to win an election. They make it sound really nice, don't they?
Yes, I thought it sounded like a good deal.
That's why I like David Noble's advice. Just decline to sign. Move along. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here. Great question, Michelle. We'll see if we can get an answer for you. We'll go to Ron and Linda in Big Fork next.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, you guys make my job way too easy. Hey, look at that, short break. I didn't even have to get a hold of the Secretary of State's office. We had a listener that had a question. We've already got answers. If I could do a Trump impersonation, it would be something like, I have the best listeners. We have the best audience. We have the smartest listeners here on Montana Talks. So, Michelle in Billings, can I remove my signature from one of these petitions? And like I say, I have the best listeners. I have the best audience. I have the smartest listeners. The first one to give me the answer was my wife. She said, yeah, you can remove your name. She says, yeah, there's a form you got to fill out. And so, yeah, there it is. Request for withdrawal of petition signature. Thank you, honey. Thanks for that. Yeah, my wife was the first one to give me the answer. And then, let's see, Dan sent me a message here, too. In Montana, you can withdraw your signature from a ballot petition for constitutional amendments, constitutional conventions, initiatives, or referendums up to the time of final submission of petition sheets to the county election office. So, there you go. Complete the necessary form. Okay, first you got to sign an affidavit in front of a notary, and then you got to contact the election office, your county election office, to inquire about the process, and then you've got to submit the withdrawal request by completing the necessary form. So there you go. And then, let's see, Representative Jody Etchart also sent me, yeah, the file for how you can withdraw your name. So there you go. Quick, easy answers for you. It's always nice when we can give you an answer to one of your questions. Okay, 406-294-0970, the number for you. Next up on the phone lines, we've got Ron in Big Fork listening to KJJR. Ron, what's on your mind this morning?
I have lived in Montana for about 20 years, and before that, I started coming here in 1976. I'm originally from the East Coast, I have to admit that, but that should be a capital offense. But there is this woman on TV, I constantly see her, she's blonde, got this dour look on her face, and she's from a place... Rainsford, have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just drove past the other day, yeah.
And she is on there. She's obviously for Tester, but she doesn't mention Tester's name, but it's obvious. And she is just railing on people that have moved in from out of state, and she is slamming Tim Sheehy because he purchased three pretty good-sized properties. And
good for him.
You know, These politicians are making a big mistake because there's a lot of us transplants out here that have far more Montana values than John Tester. And they're making a big mistake. And I'm just sick and tired of these politicians slamming me. I pay a lot of taxes. She claims that she is a fourth-generation rancher or something like this, a rancher or farmer. I don't know which one it is.
Probably got a laundry list of Democrat Party campaign contributions. There's always one guy out there, right? But I can tell you, man, I just did that drive. There are massive Tim Sheehan. Not that signs tell you what everybody's thinking. Signs don't win elections. But there are massive signs in support of Tim Sheehan. Man, because I drove from Billings to Great Falls, Great Falls to Lewistown. And massive signs supporting Tim Sheehan out there. So I don't think their phony BS attack ads are working.
Do you know who this woman is? Her name is Jeannie or Jenny or something like that?
I don't know. I remember, see, I don't see the TV ads because if I watch TV, which is rare, I watch stuff that you stream that you just skip the commercials on, so I never see. Like, remember when that stupid ad where they attacked Tim Sheehy and his Navy SEAL teammate because for their ranch and for their beef, they sell coffee cups and hats and pink hooded sweatshirts.
Yeah, I
didn't even see that TV ad. It was Evan and Belt who told me about it, and I went and watched it, and I was like, this is the stupidest ad I've ever seen. What rancher out there doesn't have hats and coffee mugs to market their ranch or to market their beef? I mean, it just shows how out of touch Chuck Schumer and John Tester actually are.
She even puts Sheehy's Ranch, the name of the ranch, I forget, what is it called, Little Belt or something?
Little Belt Cattle Company, yeah. And by the way, the pink hoodies look great. My wife has one now, too. I got her one.
I bought a couple of T-shirts from them. But anyway, this woman is really, it just shows the panic that some of these vile Democrats are in right now. And they ought to pull her off the ad because she's just angering a lot of out-of-staters who pay our taxes and hire people to build their houses, and we buy cars from dealers.
I don't think it sells with Montanans either. First off, Ron, thanks for the call. It's interesting. 48% of Montanans weren't born in Montana. So there's that. But I don't think that message sells with Montanans either. Montanans, we love our freedoms. We love our veterans and those who've served and sacrificed. What are they basically saying in these ads? Oh, Tim Sheehy served his country as a Navy SEAL and his wife served as a Marine. And then they came to Montana and started these successful businesses. And then they were able to buy a property on the lake. That's freaking awesome. Good for him. This is America. You know, but isn't it funny? Here's John Tester attacking a veteran for being successful. But John Tester will go fawn all over another JT, Justin Timberlake. Oh, he'll go fawn all over, some Hollywood actor that moves into the Yellowstone Club. Ryan Bussey, the Democrat candidate for governor, just did a big fundraiser with Michael Keaton, who bought a big property in Big Timber. They love it when their Hollywood celebrities buy properties in Montana. They love it when the American Prairie Reserve buys ranches in Montana and then takes them out of production. But a Navy SEAL has a cattle ranch. A working, operating cattle ranch, and he's successful, and he bought a property on the lake. That's bad. But they love it when their Hollywood liberals come and kick you off your property, don't they? And by the way, speaking of flip-flop, flat-top John Tester, he got called out by Senator Eric Schmidt in a press conference yesterday over this fake, phony border bill that Chuck Schumer's trying to revive.
And I would point out, too, that John Tester has already voted against the Laken Riley Act.
Yeah.
He's already voted against deporting illegal immigrants who assault police officers. He's on record. And if he votes for this again, he'll be on record for supporting normalizing 1 million people a year here illegally through catch and release. So I think their votes already stand for themselves.
Yeah,
great point there by Senator Schmidt. He's making the point that this fake, phony border bill that Chuck Schumer is reviving once again that John Tester already voted for, it would make the border crisis permanent, and it would permanently fund the very NGOs that are trafficking these illegal aliens into the country in the first place. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Linda in Big Fork. Linda, thanks for the call.
Okay, I... In reference to your
previous caller, I'm from away too, and it's not a bad thing. I'm here because I was drawn here for all the goodness that's here, so that's a positive. My subject today is the upcoming election, presidential election, and my concern is that we're all preaching to the choir here. I listen to radio or read the paper or wherever my sources are for information. It's everything that suits me and, you know, sounds right to me. How are we going to get this message on the other side of the fence? That's my concern. And if all the polls are saying, oh, we're just way ahead, then there's apt to be a lot of complacency and say, well, somebody else is going that I don't have to. So I think there's a link there that we need to connect to get all of our messages to the other side, because they're not tuning into the station.
Well, there's some. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah. But I think, now I get where you're coming from, and I think you're right. What I would, though, I would slightly disagree with you. I would say when people call into a show like this, obviously there's a lot of other folks out there that we're reaching as well. But I would say you're not preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the missionaries. You're preaching to the missionaries that are going out into their communities and taking the information that they learned from your phone call, from Ron's phone call, from Michelle's phone call, and they're taking that information out to those networks. But I think you're right. I think oftentimes, you know, you'll get conservatives that will go to the Lincoln Reagan dinner, and then they'll go to the Pachyderm lunch, and then they'll go to the GOP lunch, and it's like, you got to get out there and talk to everybody else, right? Yeah, because too often, and that's why there's so much Republican Party infighting right now, is because, you know, people would rather control their own party central committee than they would win elections sometimes, is what it feels like.
I'm just going to tell you, on a personal basis, I'm reluctant to have these conversations with my friends and neighbors and my family, because I feel I will be retaliated against or, you know, boycotted because of my opinion. So I'm not going down that road.
Yeah, but you know what? We got to save our country. We got to be bold. And that's why I've been so thankful. There are so many business owners that are being bold. And, you know, this statewide tour that I've been doing with Americans for Prosperity Montana, separate from the radio show, that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to places where you get to meet, you know, all sorts of everyday folks and get to talk with them. And I tell you, it's been a lot of extra work on top of the show, but it's been a ton of fun connecting with folks all across the state.
I had another thought that's kind of bugging me all the time, if you have time to listen.
Go for it. 30 seconds before the break.
All right. I've become very cynical, of course, about elections and comments and such by teams that I, you know, feel it are in places of power. Has anybody ever considered the fact that some of these wild and crazy judges and the decisions they make, including our presidential staff, currently, has anybody ever considered that they're being blackmailed?
Yeah, by China in particular. I don't know. Yeah, good question.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The markup of the House Agriculture Committee Chair G.T. Thompson's farm bill will move ahead today, despite scores from the Congressional Budget Office that raise questions. The CBO says the scores provided don't amount to offsets that would allow the bill to be a budget-neutral legislation. That term means it wouldn't cost more than the current spending level. Thompson has stated the committee should still go through the process even though the bill isn't fully offset. One of Thompson's aides pointed out that the CBO won't provide a formal score until after the committee votes on the bill and moves it to the House floor for action. It's also important to move on the bill because it's being considered under the May 2023 budget baseline. CBO will revise the baseline in June, meaning the entire bill would have to get rewritten under the new baseline, which could take months, and the extension of the farm bill will expire at the end of September. In our local livestock market news, this week at Montana Livestock in Ramsey, slaughter cows were priced at $107 to $155 a hundredweight, while heiferettes priced at $162 to $202 a hundredweight. Slaughter bulls, on the other hand, an impressive sale, $152 to $219 a hundredweight. Again, that was the sale at Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey. I'm Wayne Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Yeah, the question there at the very end before we went to the break, that question that we had there from Linda, do you think some of these judges are being, was it bribed or was it more being blackmailed? I think in Montana, I think we just have partisan, corrupt judges. Not all of them. There's some great judges out there too. There's some great judges out there too. But I think we just have partisan activists on the Montana Supreme Court right now. And that's why, you know, that's why our listeners are encouraging folks to support the sons, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson, for Montana Supreme Court to try to restore some justice and fairness to our Montana Supreme Court. And then we need it down at the district court level as well. These federal judges, I mean, good night. What a train wreck. You know, Don Malloy has single-handedly helped kill the timber industry in western Montana. And then, of course, you know, he'll shut down your business in a heartbeat. But when it came to China, oh, no, no, no. He quickly had a ruling to save their business known as TikTok, of course. So you've got left-wing federal judges like Don Malloy in Missoula that will shut down a Montana business in a heartbeat. But boy, will they do backflips to help out their communist Chinese buddies. Speaking of China, I got this here from the state legislature. Just got this press release in. Montana Senate President Pro Tem Ken Bogner out of Miles City sending a letter to Montana's congressional delegation urging them to take action to get Chinese Communist Party-affiliated telecommunications equipment removed from rural Montana's infrastructure. Bogner wrote, quote, I recently heard from the CEO of a small telecom provider that provides service in rural Montana, including near ICBM facilities. He confirmed to me that the company is still using Huawei equipment because of the lack of funding to implement Congress's rip and replace mandate. So that's interesting. So John Tester is spending our country $35 trillion into debt, giving all this money to all these other countries, but he couldn't get money to our telecom providers to rip out the Chinese equipment? No hurry, John. No hurry. Let's go to, we got Marilyn in Billings next up. Marilyn, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. So yeah. I have a comment and a question. First of all, I hope that your listeners out there understand something. Joe Biden, all he has to do is sign a document that says we're closing the border. That's all he has to do. This should not be a congressional debate. And John Tester's pontificating on TV saying he supports a bipartisan plan is garbage. All they have to do is demand, okay, Biden, you want to close the border? Close the border. He opened it up with the stroke of a pen. He can close it the same way.
Exactly.
The other thing I want to ask you, and because I don't know, and how can I do some research on this? There's a lot of garbage coming out of the Tester campaign asserting Tim Sheehy. I don't like it. I want to know where they are getting this stuff.
They make it up, and then they have their liberal friends in the media put the full spin cycle on and that's why I just think Montanans are – I think they're putting so much BS out there that I think Montanans are just like, you know, you just can't trust a word out of this guy's mouth anymore.
No, not at all. Well, that was my question is where are they getting these kinds of things? If they're making it up – shouldn't somebody be putting a stop to it?
That's the downside. You know, I've had people say, well, hey, that guy's lying in that campaign commercial. Can't you take it down? It's like the FEC has such, I mean, it takes a lot It is so hard to get campaign ads pulled. It doesn't matter how full of BS they are. It really takes a lot to pull an ad from the air. You said something, Marilyn, thanks for the call. You said something else that just reminded me of, I just lost the thought. That's right. It'll come back to me here in a second. It was a point she was making. She was talking about, I'll think of it here in a second. Meantime, let's get to another caller. We got Jim in Great Falls. Jim, thanks for the call.
Yeah, that lady on the ad there from Rainsford, her last name is Hansen. She's married to Lee Hansen. That's him in the background. He's a federal crop insurance adjuster, so he decides how much money you're going to get or not get. So you probably better not tell him your politics. But if they were to, a lot of unhappy neighbors around because of that. They're just a speck in the dirt up there, and they'll sell hunts for a bear or an elk and whatever to make a dime here or there. But it angers me because they trashed Sheehy the way they did when all of us that know these two, as they grew up, they have a lot of ghosts in their closets. So to stand up there and not think they're going to get retribution is kind of sad. So if they're going to pick on somebody, then why don't they stand up and tell them who their real name is and where they're at and what they stand for?
I'll bet they inherited that nice piece of property too, didn't they?
They did. But when his parents passed away, they moved into his house, and then they occasionally rent out his house once in a while as a bed and breakfast. So
hey, yeah. Good for them. Good for them, right? But here's the reason why I say they probably inherited that land. Here's where I'm coming from, Jim, and you might identify with this or not, but I don't know. You know, as the kid of a single mom in Glasgow, Montana, I would stuff newspapers so that I could have a little extra money if I wanted to go play some video games down at the Pizza Hut or go get some, nacho cheese Olays down at the Taco John's or something like that. And you waited tables throughout high school and into college. And, you know, I would have loved to inherit a nice piece of property like that lady has.
Exactly.
But you know what? I'm not knocking people that have inherited land. That's great. We want to be able to pass that down to our kids. But, you know, John Tester is going to raise your death taxes if he and Joe Biden stay in power next year. You won't be able to pass that on to the next generation, many of you. And so, but my broader point is this. It really ticks me off, and I'd give these people a piece of my mind if I ran into them. Because I'd say, how dare you attack our military veterans? They served their country, and they came home. They have every right to be successful, and you should be congratulating them for the success instead of bashing them for their success, especially when you inherited what you got.
Yep, I agree. It's a sad state. It's like the gentleman you said from Stanford told you that he was voted for Tester, but he wasn't going to do it anymore. And that person that you talked to, he knows who Lee Hansen is, because as Lee was married the first time, he has left his wife at home, and he'd go womanize and play poker all night around the country. And so did those people want that out there over the news? Well, then you better be careful on who you point fingers at, because now they know.
Well, I don't want to get into personal stuff, you know. And
I don't either, but the simple point to that is just to make it that, hey, if you're not going to take responsibility for what your life is, don't get up there on the stage and start pointing fingers and not think that someone's going to come back and point it at you. So make sure you don't wash your hands with somebody else's troubles.
Well, and I had one of our other listeners made a good point earlier this morning, which led me to this, okay, if John Tester actually had a record to run on, if he had actually had a record of achievement to run on, he could be a statesman. He could be dignified. He could be more like a Mike Mansfield and be a statesman and be dignified. John Tester didn't even have the dignity when Tim Sheehy's name first got thrown out there. I don't remember John Tester coming out and saying, you know what, I want to thank him and his wife for their service to this country. We may disagree on politics and on the issues, but I want to thank them for serving their country. But here's my record, and here's why I'm running for re-election. He never did that because he doesn't have a record to stand on and to run on. $35 trillion in debt, number two in lobbyist cash. Jim, thanks for the call. That was him hanging up and not me. But Jim, thanks so much for the phone call. Yeah, he doesn't have a record to run on. His record is the Mexican drug cartels overrunning our reservations here in Montana. But then he has the audacity to send out some white liberal dark money outfit to come and ask you to vote for him on the reservation when his policies are you know, destroying your grocery prices, your gas prices. The Mexican drug cartels are flooding the reservations because of his open borders, and then he has the audacity to come back and use these dark money groups funded by liberal white guys to tell Native Americans to vote for him. You're killing Crow Coal. You've left the borders wide open to the cartels. I mean, good night. All right, let's see. Rory in Great Falls, stand by. You're first up right after this.
Yo. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is rich. This is hilarious. So Jeannie in Rainsford is the head of a big Democrat Party political group called Big Sky 55 Plus. Guess who the chair of Big Sky 55 Plus is? Margie McDonald, one of the biggest gun control advocates in the state legislature over the years. So you know, she's got her nice little ranch, but she wants to take away your guns. And she's the one featured in this tester campaign commercial, apparently. By golly. Oh, man. Let's see. Real quick here before we jump back into the phone lines. Hey, Normie. You guys remember watching Cheers back in the day? Hey, Normie. And, we played this soundbite earlier where J.D. Vance is predicting that the normies, that the normal people out there are going to show up in force this November and get our country back on track. But our producer, Travis, says whenever he thinks of the TV show Cheers, this is the clip that always comes to mind for him.
How's it, everybody?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Oh, man, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. There you go. You gotta have at least something a little light in the show for today, that's for sure. Rory in Great Falls, he's with an outfit called Bleeding Soldiers. They got a Facebook page. Rory, it was so good to see you on Monday. Thanks for coming down to Great Falls Lumber. It was great to meet you in person, finally.
Yeah, Aaron, that was great. It was a good turnout, and thank you for handing those gift cards out to everybody. That was, what, $22 where it rebate?
$22 to symbolize the 22% increase in Montana over the last 3 years from the Biden tester inflation. Every little bit helps, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to use it, too. We're going to need some stuff here for the home. This year is actually the year that we do this every year on the Thursday before Memorial Weekend for Bleeding Soldiers. We've been protesting. Just want to let you know that we'll be doing it again in front of Tester's office on Central there, First Avenue North and 3rd Street, I believe it is, by the Great Falls Post Office. But, again, these are the soldiers that got hurt in the line of duty. And it also kind of kicks off this year for some of that Green Star families, the soldiers that did commit suicide, and to remember them that, you know, their families are going through a tough time, too. And they got a couple memorial things going on, some in Missoula, some in Hamilton at 0700. Just getting the word out. Stop by Honka Horn, show some appreciation for them.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the Memorial Day ceremonies and events. Yeah, Missoula, they always do such an incredible job. I got an email from Susan Campbell Renault in Missoula, and they've got a full lineup of events for Memorial Day as always. And thankfully, we've already got a story on our Montana Talks website as well, if folks want to see that full rundown. And we'll have a special show for you Monday as well. Rory, thanks for the call. Let's see. Next up, let's go to Rick in the Bitterroot. Rick, good to hear from you.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, doing great. You don't have to call. Please don't call me sir, though. You're too kind.
I apologize. out of respect, not a military term.
That's all right. Yeah, no, you're good. I'm a hands in my pockets kind of guy, so yeah, first name is good. But no, it's great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about Chester's ads against Sheehy. I have not found an honest statement in Mr. Chester's ads. Mr. Sheehy, he's got a firefighting service. He's got a working ranch. He insisted in drones to help our military, and I'm sure I'm missing a few. All John has done is open the border and shut down the XL pipeline.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was the point I meant to make earlier when I think it was Linda and Bigfoot. That was the point I was going to make. Do you know who Jimmy Keen is out of Butte? Do you know who Jimmy Keen is, Rick?
I know him. Yes.
So Jimmy Keen, Democrat, longtime legislator, Democrat state senator out of Butte. And by the way,
is there anything else that comes out of Butte than a Democrat?
Butte's a changing, man. Butte's a changing. But anyway, Rick, thanks for the call. But Jimmy, by the way, quick side note. I just saw photos from the Miles City Bucking Horse Parade. I saw John Tester's campaign signs there, but I did not see John Tester in the photos. Same thing with the St. Patrick's Day parade in Butte. Why was John Tester afraid to be at the parade in Butte, of all places? But the point that I wanted to make is, just like what Rick just said about the Keystone Pipeline and the borders, it goes back to what I think Linda and Big Fork said, or maybe it was Marilyn and Billings. I think it was Marilyn and Billings. They don't need a border bill. They don't need a border deal, because here's the deal. And I think it was Maryland who made this point. Joe Biden, through executive order, opened up the floodgates on our southern border. So Joe Biden can close the southern border. John Tester has had the power to force him to make that change. Jimmy Keen, Democrat from Butte, and John Brennan out of Scobie teamed up on a letter telling John Tester that he had the power to get the Keystone XL pipeline across the finish line. He never used that power to get Keystone, and he refuses to use that power to shut down the border. And that was from a Democrat in Butte on that Keystone point.